At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Now let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and Will Manso is going to join us. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Manso is the sports director, anchor, and reporter for Local 10. And Will, you were at the Chris Greer press conference earlier today. You and I were just talking off the air. You're still at the Miami Gardens facility. A busy day at Dolphins camp. I'll start with the Chris Greer press conference media availability earlier today. What do you think was the biggest takeaway from what he said? Because he had strong comments regarding some interactions with fans. He spoke highly about the cornerbacks unit. That's obviously going to get some traction. And overall, you know, you asked him a question about expectations of the roster. You know, he made it pretty clear they're going to try to win as many games as possible. He seemed optimistic about it.
You know, I thought when it comes to Chris Greer press conferences, I thought it was near the top of the list on actually giving information. You highlighted some of it, but I thought, you know, he was honest when it came to cornerbacks. He said, look, we're going to keep searching, and they obviously will continue to keep searching and picking up guys off the waivers, thinking that they like their young players. But he also made clear why they shifted in that direction in having to let go of veterans and maybe from the whole idea of, you know, signing high-priced guys, i.e. Jalen Ramsey, and moving on with the culture stuff. So I thought that was interesting. The offensive line, he said, look, we're a little thin in certain areas, and we know we're going to keep looking there, but we like the guys we have. We're going to keep building. So I thought that was, aside from last year where he said, oh, you're more, you know, worried about it than we are, that really came back to haunt him because we saw how much the offensive line struggled. So I thought today he didn't make the Dolphins sound perfect. He knows they're a work in progress, but he also made clear, despite the reset and the culture change and all these things, that the expectation is that this can still be a playoff team. They still have enough veterans, and obviously Tua, Tyreek, those guys, that they could be a team that can compete and win games, and hopefully for the first time in a quarter century win a playoff game.
And Will, when you always say, you know, I really like this guy, there's always a but at the end. But I do, and I enjoy Chris Greer's company. He's a good dude. Do you think, with that angle, like where they're cutting corners, because that's what you have to do. When you pay Tyreek 30, you pay Waddle 30, yeah, you pay Tua $250 million, you have to cut corners, and they cut corners at the cornerback position, which I think now in this day and age in football, especially in the AFC, I don't know if that was the right approach. Like, cut it linebacker, cut different places. Do you think the approach to the reset, rebuild, whatever they want to call it, is that the right direction?
I think the problem is where they invested the money, right, that they moved around, they have in big areas the quarterback being your franchise guy. You referenced Tyreek Hill. So there's only so much money to go around and where you could sort of move it around and reinvest. And one of the areas you need they're really on a team to succeed, right? Your offensive line, pressuring the quarterback as far as your defensive line, protecting your quarterback, the offensive line, and then a situation like stopping the other team from scoring, which, yeah, cornerbacks in a league where there's so many great passers and gifted players and skilled players, you have to be able to have good corners and secondary play, and that is an area of concern. To your point, I just don't think they can move everything around. I will say I had an interview today with Mike McDaniel for an upcoming show on Channel 10, and we talked about, you know, the expectation of Tua and being the leader. And he said, look, when you're that guy and you're a franchise QB and so much of the money and everything of the attention goes to you, yes, in many ways a team will kind of live and die with that guy. And part of it is protecting that guy, giving him playmakers, and finding a way to win. So it's pretty clear, Channing, the formula for this team, while there are areas like corner that's a concern, you know, there's some things you can look at and say, okay, is this where they're going to fall short? This team is really going to live and die with Tua making plays to his playmakers and this team scoring a lot of points to win games.
And that front, are you excited about that front? Will, pull me back a little bit, because when I saw Anthony Weaver put Chop and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips on the field at the same time, like, I stood up off the couch. I was like, this is what I want to see. And should I temper my expectations with this front seven and that pass rush?
No, I don't think you can with those guys, because you guys know well. We talk about it all the time. I'm a Giants fan, and the only thing that has me excited about the Giants this year is a front with Brian Burns, you know, and Kayvon Thibodeau, and now Abdul Carter, and then Dexter Lawrence there. Like, that's the kind – you want guys that get after the quarterback, and the guys you just mentioned, Chop is going to probably take another big step this year. Everybody just raves about him here at camp. You know what you have in the proven guys you just mentioned, if they're healthy, and Chubb and Phillips. To me, that's the bread and butter, right? When you talk about how they're going to win games and score, well, what's the easiest way to slow down the quarterback from finding receivers and, you know, burning a questionable secondary is get to that damn quarterback. And like you said, those guys pin their ears back and go after the QB. That's the way the Dolphins defense, with Anthony Weaver shuffling things around, is going to be disruptive and find a way to slow down opponents.
Has your Jackson Dart jersey arrived in the mail yet, Will?
No, I got a Jackson. You know what? I didn't want to get too excited. I got a Jackson Dart t-shirt. I went cheap. It was $35. Right. I'm like, I'm not going full $100 jersey yet. I did the $35 t-shirt for the season. And if he proves himself next year, I got the jersey.
Yeah, that's respectable. You go jersey first. You make sure, you know, you don't end up with a Kyle Lowry jersey like my brother.
I had a Daniel Jones jersey that I wash my car with every couple of weeks. So.
hey, Will, there were a couple other notes from today. Obviously, the Dolphins get some cornerback help. But Darren Waller said, quote, it's looking good for him in terms of availability week one. And then Austin Jackson said he feels great about being ready for week one as well. And then Chris Greer told us about Devon Achane. He feels good about him being healthy for week one as well. Which one of those, or I guess maybe rank them in terms of concern, because, you know, with Devon Achane, you want him out there, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, the depth behind him, Ollie Gordon, as your starting running back, his first opportunity in the NFL, to me, is a little concerning. But, look, I mean, who else can Tua throw the ball to if it's not Darren Waller? It's Julian Hill. I don't feel good about it. And then, obviously, the offensive line is going to be pivotal all season.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Waller because that's going to be a big question too, right? Like, I guess to answer your question, the order, our offensive line is always important. They need Austin Jackson to be himself. And by all accounts, what he said today, you know, he's going to be ready to go. I mean, we saw Devon Achane actually talking to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel on the field in street clothes, but he was there talking. He was all smiles. They were joking around. And I don't think there's any reason to think Chris Greer is, you know, not telling the truth that he's not going to be ready. But I think when it comes to Waller, I think that's the biggest concern because the uncertainty of the fact he hasn't played in the year, you know, and when he did play and he left the game and his desire and all those things, and now late in camp he's getting on the field. We saw him on the field a bit today, you know, and it's good to see him out there. It's good to hear him say he's getting closer. It's good to hear the Dolphins say that they expect him to be ready and closer. But until you actually see it, and guys, that's a huge hole. If Darren Waller is in anything, he doesn't have to be the Darren Waller, you know, the 100-catch guy from the Raiders a few years ago. But if he's not at least a respectable tight end, what the heck are the Dolphins going to do there? Are they really going to count on Julian Hill? Is that going to be the guy you go to? That's a big, big question mark going into the season.
Well, is because you're allowed to talk about gambling now, but hell, we have a gambling sponsor, so we can talk about it. And Mike McDaniel is the odds-on coach to get fired first.
I asked him that today, by the way. I asked him that today in our interview.
What did he say?
I had said to him, I said, you know, it was crazy, guys. August 30th last year, you know what August 30th last year was? Mike McDaniel getting a contract extension. I mean, that's almost a year to the day, and now he is on as hot a seat as can be. And he joked, he's like, because we were sitting outside, and he's like, oh, my seat here is hot because it's 100 degrees outside. But, you know, he said he doesn't worry about it. It's part of the territory. He also said, and I thought this was the good way to put it, you can't act too privileged to think that you could just show up and because you made the playoffs the first couple of years that everything's great. You know, like, this is the job we chose that we're fortunate to have, and results are part of it. So he understands. He doesn't care. He told me he doesn't care. It's not like he's worried, oh, my God, I'm on the hot seat, I could get fired. But he's aware that if you don't have results and if you don't do things, you know, whether it be the culture change or the, you know, the wins and losses this year, then absolutely that his future could be on the line because that just comes with the territory.
We're talking with Will, the Bull. Go ahead, Crowder.
It goes Colts, Patriots,
Bills,
Jets. So you have AFC East, Colts first, and then the entire AFC East. What does that have to look like for him? Like you said, he's not worried about it, but for his wife to be comfortable that they can keep their house in South Florida.
Yeah, I will say the one thing I understand the whole hot seat thing, and trust me, I think again every coach should be on the hot seat unless you're a proven 20 years in the league. You know, these coaches, it's a what have you done for me now business, right? But I don't think that within the building, I don't get the sense from hearing from Chris Greer what he says about what Stephen Ross has to say. I don't get a sense that barring a horrific start to the season, like they're 1-8 or 1-9 or something, that Mike McDaniel's job is on the line anytime soon. I think it would be more the case if when it's all said and done on the season and they look back and said, man, they finished 7-10. This team never got going. Then they're, you know, this and that. Then all of a sudden, I think that's when his job could be on the line. I don't, barring some, like I said, some weird collapse I don't see this team having, I don't think that's going to be the case going, you know, 8-10 weeks into the season.
If they're 1-9 or 1-10, Will, Tua Tagovailoa was concussed and
he's not playing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's what happened. Will, before we let you go, again, Will Mantle joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Local 10, Hurricanes, Notre Dame on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You're a proud Miami Hurricane. And Crowder's wearing a Notre Dame T-shirt. Just ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
Just ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Will, I'm friends with Marcus Freeman. And you hear my voice deep, so that, you know, I'm serious.
I like Marcus Freeman. He does have a deep – the man's got an impressive vocal cords, man. When he was talking about Mario yesterday, I'm like, this guy didn't steal this guy's voice, man.
What's your I guess, take going into the game? Like, what's your vibe like going into the game? Because we've talked to a ton of people. Obviously, everybody who covers the Hurricanes feels like this is the best Cristobal roster, the most Mario-like roster that we've seen. Carson Beck is a big question mark. But what's your vibe going into this game Sunday?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.